Remember, we like to treat these like a firearm. So kind of starting now, if I could get you to kind of move in front.
Eric Stewart has walked a lot of people through firing off a few grams of atomized capsaicin, bear spray, if you will. He's the school programs manager at the Campbell Creek Science Center in Anchorage. And he says hearing people tell him they've used the skills they learned from him in the backcountry is kind of a successful failure.
So I do have a couple of success stories where that it was like, oh, I saw this and it worked great, or, you know, thank you so much. I had to use my bear spray and it worked just like you said. But really, to me, all the success stories are going to be all those encounters that never happened that really can't be captured. Being an educator in this kind of line of work is, to me, I feel like my success stories are the stories that will never be told, that they didn't have that negative encounter because they were being loud. They were aware of their situations, that bear just laid down, munched on some food while they walked away, and each party did their own thing.
In short, the most desirable kind of bear encounter is the one that doesn't happen. And Stewart says those probably occur all the time. We just don't know it. Anecdotally, he likes to say that if you spend even a modicum of time in the backcountry, you've probably been in the vicinity of more than 100 bears. You just didn't realize it. They're not any more interested in running into us than we are of running into them. And that's basically where Stewart's course begins. Safe practices while on the trail and understanding how to interpret what a bear is doing if you do see one.
And throughout this whole scenario, that bear's behavior may change, right? A bear may be unaware of you, chewing on some whatever, or just laying down, looking around. Then you start to move away, then that bear might become aware of you, right? So you're going to kind of change your response based on that bear's behavior, knowing that that bear's behavior can change.
There are specific signs to look for. The bear gets up on two legs to look around, begins sniffing incessantly to try and figure out more about you. And if you're perceived as a danger, it may even raise its hackles or try a bluff charge. In all of those cases, though, easier said than done, staying calm and standing your ground has been shown to ward off attack more often than not. The bear spray you've got on your belt, it is on your belt and easy to get to with one hand, right? It shouldn't be used until you've exercised all other options, talking the bear down, creating a big presence, showing it you're not worth the trouble. And if you think that it's decided you are worth the trouble...
Perfect. I like how you adjust your aim there. You're kind of going up.
Spray at a downward angle to create a wall cloud of hot pepper between you and the bear. Check the bear's reaction. Slowly back away and be prepared for the next step, either continuing to calmly boogie out of there or maybe hosing down that bear one more time. The pepper spray that will inflame the upper respiratory tract and make the bear's eyes water uncontrollably will only last about 10 minutes on the short end. But again, it's a last resort. A lot of research has been done analyzing bear encounters to come up with strategies that give people the best chance of avoiding a full-on attack.
So all of our approaches like to be very scientific because really that's the best way to learn is to learn from the past. What mistakes have other people made that we can learn from? So we participate in international bear conferences where everybody gets together and talks about different situations in their local area and how they've been solving it. And it's not me making this up. It's, you know, lots of people around the world are trying to find that balance between healthy wildlife populations in urban centers and in public safety.
And here, more than anywhere else in the country, urban centers collide with wildlife habitat. Bear encounters in Alaska accounted for nearly a third of all bear encounters nationwide between 2000 and last year, and 17% of fatal attacks occur in Alaska's bear country over that same time. You can find more information about how to safely handle bear encounters at our website, kdll.org. In Kenai, I'm Shaylin Cochran.